This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
All right, I think we will go ahead. So this is, we're going to start with our budget hearing. That is first. And so we will call to order the budget hearing. Monday, what day was it? Tuesday, we presented to the commissioners. And our mill levy, we had budgeted for $830,000. And our mill levy is going to be $820,000. So we have $10,000 where we just need to adjust our budget. And I talked with Teresa, and it kind of sounds like whether income goes up or down, the reserve is where we reflect that. It was a great thought. So do you guys have comments on that?
Well, our line item for ambulance repairs or replacement ambulance and equipment reserve in this budget was
$181,250.
Okay. It's on this. It's the next one down.
So you're saying this has to be
20? Yeah. So we have $10,000 that we make up for.
Well, that seemed like the logical place to make a correction.
Yep. I went through each section and I just didn't see, I mean, without taking 1,000 here, 1,000 there, it just is, yeah, the best place for that.
And too, we might make up a little bit on that radio maintenance line because they're thinking it won't be quite as much.
Yep.
So we could just pretty easy break even there. Before.
Yeah, that $30,000. Hopefully it doesn't come in quite that high.
But we will be getting, let me talk about the treasurer. So do we need a motion from the board to change that reserve number?
We need to change our tax number to 820. And we need to change our replacement ambulance and equipment reserve to $71,250.
So moved.
I second.
All in favor of changing the revenue taxes to $820,000 and the district-wide expense under ambulance repairs, replacement ambulance and equipment reserve, from $81,250 of restricted funds to $71,250. Please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
And so, changing the bottom line?
Yep, so we're going to change our total revenue to $3,111,000. Double check my math, please.
Yep.
And we're going to change our total district-wide expenses to
$2,022,000. Yep.
And our district-wide budget on the bottom then will also change to $2,022,000. And then our total expenses down there also will change to $3,111,000. The other thing that Teresa and I just caught and changed to for our budget is under the Casey 2024-2025 worksheet. Not that it matters, but there was a different line item And under uniforms, 2023-2024 was 4,000, 2024-2025 was 3,300, and the difference next to it says zero. We simply changed that to make it minus 700 because we took 700 away from there. So the total expense for KC is 15,450 difference minus 700, which that doesn't really matter. I just wanted to be transparent with that, with the difference. Our approved budget line item, none of that, nothing is changed there. She just made a really nice little column that showed where we cut and gained expenses. So I just wanted you guys to see that. Am I missing anything else with our budget?
I think it's pretty solid, but...
Or anything more we have to do with this hearing? Probably public comment,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any public comment on our budget? Questions, concerns? Okay, hearing none. Can we adjourn?
We gotta make a motion.
Make a motion to adjourn the budget hearing.
I so move.
Make a motion to during this public hearing approve the budget.
Oh, did I not?
We've already done it, but let's make it.
Oh, okay.
So I'll make a motion that we approve the final budget.
Second.
All in favor of approving the final budget with the proposed changes, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Budget passes. Now can I have a motion to move out of our budget session and move into our regular meeting?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of moving out of budget session and into regular meeting, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. The agenda, can we add to old business number three? We do have a transfer agreement to sign for Sheridan Memorial Hospital. So I would just like to add that as number three to our old business. Are there any more additions or corrections to the agenda?
Make a motion to approve the agenda with the addition.
Second.
All in favor of approving the agenda with the addition, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. Attached are our minutes from the June 10th meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve the minutes of the general meeting?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second to that.
All in favor of approving the minutes of the general meeting, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Opposed,
aye.
Same sign. Motion passes. Oh, yes, sorry. We will just have a... Yes, the special meeting. Sorry. There is a special meeting agenda that Marie sent out. And I have copies here if anybody needs a copy of that. All in favor of approving the special meeting minutes?
Do we need a motion?
Yes, sorry. A motion to approve the special meeting minutes from June 24th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the special meeting, June 24th.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Special meeting minutes pass. All right, treasurer's report.
So the summary of fiscal year 23-24 showed increase in ambulance revenues totaling $549,000 with a budget for the year of $400,000. So the surplus was $149,274. Our interest income was 137% of budget. And for June was $13,257. The total, I didn't write on my notes, but it's in our report. We were under budget for the year on tax revenue collection. There was a receipt of $108,113 in June, and for the year, $835,127, which totaled 82% of our annual budgeted tax revenue, which may be a useful number for forecasting what future tax revenues will be. I don't understand all the variables, but I think that's been in line with what previous years have resulted in. Revenues for motor vehicle registration was a little above budget as well, totaling $90,298 for the year, which was 113% of budget. So in summary, we were $182,000 short in tax collection, but we were $149,000, actually a little higher than that, in extra revenue, which offset some of the tax receipts that were not received. In total, we budgeted, and this is with the ambulance purchase and the building funding taken out of the total, we estimated our revenue for the fiscal year at $1,623,000. And our actual receipt was $1,553,506, which was at 96% of our estimated revenue. It was also good news about our expenditures for the year. Casey's budget for the year was expenditures were 89% of budget, so the total came in below expected expenses, which was also true for the district as a whole. Our estimated expenditures for the year were $1,455,000, and the actual came in at $1,334,000. So we spent about 92% of what we estimated by budget. All told, the district had a surplus of $219,501, which I think bodes well for our budget going forward, which is based on similar estimates. That's all I have.
Are there any?
But I guess I would say that our radio maintenance line should end up being less than what we projected, so that's a plus for us going forward too. But we do have an expense coming up when the lightning hit the towers the last time. Finally got the bill for that work. It was like $14,000. So that's going to be split up between the users. So we'll have that expense to cover. So it'll probably eat up some of our radio maintenance stuff that we were going to save.
Did that happen recently?
No, it was last month. When the lightning hit the towers.
Last month.
2 weeks. This was, I think, the one at Pax Valley?
Yeah.
Roughly, what is the proportion of total that the ambulance service pays?
There's been some that don't pay anymore. I think we're down to, we started out with 10 users, and I think we're down to 8. so there are seven. It's maybe seven now because the city stopped paying twice. Because the city used to pay twice and now they have to pay once. But so I think it's seven split seven ways now.
Okay. Any other additions or comment to the Treasurer's report?
Second.
All in favor of approving the Treasurer's report as stated, please signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Same sign. Motion passes. Directors, read Buffalo Director's report.
Buffalo had a total of 75 calls in June, 58 medical, 17 trauma. We had 23 transfers, 5 billing, 8 Casper, 6 Sheridan, 4 to the airport. 6 of those were nurses. And in addition, we did 2 out of county transfers, 1 to Billings and 1 to Gillette. 30 of those calls were in town, 45 out of town. Johnson County residents, 57 versus non-resident, 18. 11 patient refusals, 2 canceled, 1 DOA, and 1 trauma team application. 32 of those were Medicare, 1 Medicaid, 12 insurance, 9 self-pay, 1 Title 25, and 1 workers' comp. So it was another busy month for transfers. With 23 was the number we had the month before. I think part of that is due to the CT scan at the hospital being down for some time. It's right now Dr. Goddard wrote a protocol for us to call for medical direction if we're called out to a trauma patient or a possible stroke, because they might divert due to the CT scan being down. We have had 2 diversions that I'm aware of because of that fact. I know they've had repairs to the CT scan, so it might be up today. I haven't heard on a day-to-day basis, but I think that's one of the reasons we had a number of transfers. I don't anticipate that number being as large this month, because the hospital, they're going to have a temporary CT machine moved in if they've ordered a new one. If indeed the one is broken, they're going to, it's just costing them too much money
repairs
to not have a CT scan and to divert,
yeah.
And to ship patients out that normally would be addressed here. So I think that is taken care of, but we still have that protocol in place where we call for direction before we bring them in. Then I have a request to purchase a powder cot. This will within our budget for this year. I'm hoping to order it so that it will be in when the new ambulance arrives November, December. So there's no rush on there, but our rep did ask if we wanted him to go ahead and put the order in. The price is $31,948.82.
New ambulance is November 24?
Yes. November 24, end of production. I'm hoping we'll get it early December.
Did we go ahead and put another, I know we talked about going ahead and putting another order in for another ambulance.
Well,
Casey's probably going to need one at some point. But did we do that?
We have not done that. I asked our rep for this particular, for MedTech, and then I think Aero, perhaps, is the other manufacturer, sugar upstairs. she was going to get back with me in a month. She said there might be a possibility to get one that they've already ordered a chassis for, and that it would be here in 12 months rather than the 18 months. Mm-hmm. Or some conversions, but there's options, and she was going to give me to present to you with some other options, mm-hmm. availability. When Dave and I attended the EMS University and the meeting, the state meeting in Gillette a few months ago, there were some manufacturers that do, they redo you get rid of the chassis in the vehicle, yeah. but they can either do a full rehab of the box or not. I did get a quote on that, and I can pass that along too when we talk about it.
Okay.
Next month. And they said those were maybe 9 months. That would include a loaner in the meantime.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
They don't give buy one, get one deals.
No.
You think they knock off some percentage. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm still researching some options for
good.
For
well, I mean, it's already been budgeted.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we have to make a motion or not, but I say go for it.
And also, just want to let everyone know we have been approved by the state to have an EMTB class. We're going to start that August 19th. So anyone in the community, neighboring communities, is welcome to take that. We will have a fee for the textbook and then for the class, because it's going to be partially in person and partially online through our textbook. They have an online
hybrid model.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. But ending in December, the middle of December, so it doesn't shorten it by any means, but
it helps
able to get some of the online rather than traveling to Buffalo
yeah.
every time.
Yeah.
And then my next news is we had a meeting with Jimmy Cataline, the Emergency Management Coordinator, regarding Camp Ree, mm-hmm. and we just kind of wanted to have a number of agencies there talking about first responders and the hospital and the coroner and funeral home representation. He really recommends that we beef up mm-hmm. our coverage, and we're doing that internally, but I would like to reach out to KC and see if they would have anyone, if the worst case scenario, I don't know what that might be, yeah. but we don't know, and you know, just talking with Jimmy, he's said let's be prepared, you know, to have backups, and so we might need additional resources. I told Haley Odenbaugh, who was representing the hospital, that we might not be able to have two transfers out at the same time. But then if we can use KC, they might be able to handle a transfer. If we can't do two at a time, just giving the heads up and seeing what, and you guys might be getting extra traffic and people heading your direction as well. I don't think KC's exempt from the chaos.
Because a lot of people will be driving up from Denver, and right. I mean, it's an international deal.
Right.
Start. See some thousand extra folks coming.
Yeah, the travelers start coming from Denver to Billings. Most fly into those places on the 3rd of August, and I think it's over the 11th. And also during that time period is Sturgis, and Johnson County Fair and Rodeo just gets over on the 3rd, so or the 4th. Yeah.
busy highway times.
Yeah, very busy highway times.
Yeah, so we're preparing. So they're also suggesting that anybody local should make sure they have a full tank of gas and some extra eggs and milk. Get your groceries, because in the past where they've had these camperies, the communities get pretty inundated and end up with some shortages or can.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Anything else, Carrie?
No.
Okay. All right. Casey. Okay.
We had 9 calls in the month of June, 2 trauma, 7 medical, a standby for crystal due days. Ended up with a canceled en route call and a 1 refusal. So we actually transported 7 patients. Right now we have MS-192 is down for a blown turbo. Last week being the 4th, it was super handy. Sean's trying to track down a turbo that's not a rebuilt, remanufactured one, because that's what went on the last time and failed. Ford doesn't make a new replacement. He's looking for aftermarket stuff. But I said, at this point, buy a rebuild if that's what's available. And if it lasts 2 years again, it lasts 2 years. I don't know what else to do with these. Yeah. He's still blaming some of those issues back to the COVID parts, because they all of the COVID parts were junk, he said. We're past that, hopefully. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Wow. So date of repair, it says unknown.
Because he didn't have a turbo located. Okay. Every place he had called, they were unavailable.
So you're down.
Yeah. And that's personal parts, too. You just, you can't get the parts.
And like I said, last week, holiday week, hardly anybody worked, so that really shot things in the butt last week. So I'm hoping when I call him or see him tomorrow that maybe he'll have some news, because as well as if he gets his hands on one, it's a day.
Yeah.
And we're back in business.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Old business, new building. Let me bring this up real quick. So Jake is working on including all of the required federal portions into the bid documents. The funding information listed a date of October 1st to have funds committed for the project, so they're going to advertise for bids in mid-August to give us enough time to make an award prior to the October 1st date. The electrical engineer is still working on their part of the design and has indicated that they will be able to make the August deadline for bid advertising. And I apologize, because I wasn't at the June meeting, so I can't remember, but just to bring everyone up to speed, we were first under the impression that if it's a certain square footage, we don't have to have sprinkler system. However, the state fire marshal called me. Very nice guy. He's based out of Sheridan. And he said, prior to someone just falling asleep in a chair at a meeting, if anybody spends the night, you have to have a sprinkler system in the building, or you're against code. And so there's this thing called Rapid Fire out of Rapid City who's going to be doing it. And where we will cut costs is that we can utilize residential sprinkler system for the sleeping center, but then it's like the black grade piping expensive stuff for the ambulance area itself. And so that actually Jake had got back to me. It's not going to change our timeline at all. It's just going to change our it's just going to be a little bit more expensive, but they are going to work with us in terms of utilizing that lower grade stuff in the live-in spot. That is something new that occurred with the building. But they all said all is well. The fire marshal guy engineer was very knowledgeable, and he said we can call him at any time with any questions that we have. And so I did relay that back to Jake as well. And so hopefully we are back on track. And this rapid fire will give us a bid, but they kind of sound like they're the ones who do most of this fire mitigation stuff.
They do county buildings?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but it doesn't matter square footage. If anyone spends the night, it has to have fire mitigation. So, that's all I have for a new building.
What do you estimate that adds to the cost of the building?
He wasn't sure, but he thought, yeah. He wasn't sure. It had to be based on what when rapid fire comes and tells us what they think. It sounds like this commercial grade stuff that you have to have in the ambulance barn is quite pricey. And then Jake had mentioned something too about the water line having to be bigger, but then he didn't possibly think so based on how it was going to be. So it's kind of just like a hurry up and wait kind of thing right now. But he has contacted Rapid Fire, so they are aware. But I don't know, by the grace of God, the fire marshal called me.
Just out of the blue.
Yes. Just he said he likes to follow up on projects that are happening, and just to make sure that everyone's up to speed on.
They have to review the plans.
Yeah, he does. So. Yep.
Well, we had mentioned that 2 weeks ago here when Jake was here with the plans that I knew of the coroner's office.
Yeah.
Didn't have fire mitigation, and now commissioners are wanting it in, and that it's much more expensive after the fact.
Yes.
So we had talked about it, and I don't know if that's how the word got.
Well, they didn't know. They weren't. Nelson Engineering was unaware that that was a requirement, and so that's when the state. And then I called Jake right away and said, "Hey, yeah." And so, but they would have caught it when they came and did. But again, it wouldn't have been in our plans. Anything. So now I'm hoping we caught it early enough that we can.
Is what it is. It's a requirement, but I think the responsibility from a life safety standpoint, if anyone is staying, but we also are going to have a lot of money sitting in one spot. That it's a little spread out. That risk is a little spread out right now. So.
And the fire marshal did say, and he did say, he's working right now. There's a lawsuit that's happening, and what happens is they're actually suing the employees of the ambulance as well. Like, the employees are getting sued because someone was hurt in a fire that didn't have mitigation. And so it's trickling down to the employees of the ambulance service are also getting sued. And he said it's not a liability you want to have, and that it's worth the cost of. Not the employee's fault. I don't know how that happened, but he said it gets pretty sticky, and so it's just essential. So we don't have a choice with it. But I appreciated that fire marshal touching base, and he's going to just continue to touch base. So, any other comments on the building? Budget. We don't need to do anything. This is right.
Follow up if we need it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is there any follow up from our budget hearing that anyone has anything to say for? Okay. Transfer agreement. Carrie gave this to me. So this Sheridan Memorial transfer agreement. We had talked about the 60-40 split. So just to make you abreast and up to speed, Sheridan Memorial Hospital will agree to pay the whatever doesn't get paid by the third party. Sheridan Memorial Hospital will agree to pay the remaining payment of 60%. So if a transfer charge is $6,000, Medicare only reimburses $1,000, leaving a $5,000 balance. We're going to absorb 40% of that $5,000, which is $2,000, and then Sheridan Memorial Hospital will pay $3,000. And they just added some indemnification clauses and legal stuff. So if you guys want to look at this, you're welcome to, or if you're good with making a motion of me signing this.
So I just had a question. So on the report where there was three out-of-county transfers, those fall under this agreement or not?
They would.
They're from shared.
Since we don't have it signed yet.
Oh, I wonder that.
Probably wouldn't be effective until it's signed, right?
Well, I think that's the assumption. Teresa submitted invoices a few times. The first time for probably November, December of 2023, they said that those were not their responsibility and that we should just take insurance payment, and that's when we started our negotiations. But then when we provided our version of the agreement, he said, we'll go ahead and resubmit those invoices again, and Teresa did, about $23,000. They agreed to pay that at the old rate, which was 100%. But his assumption and understanding, I guess, is that for 2024, we would be using this
24-25 fiscal year.
Yeah, well, and even in June. So,
okay.
Any invoices moving forward that we have not submitted to them would fall under this model.
So, do we need a lawyer to look at that? Or are we comfortable with?
I sent it to everyone about a month ago, mm-hmm. right after our last meeting,
yeah.
and wondered if you wanted to have an attorney look at it, then you could.
I mean, it's pretty basic, and if they're paying 60%, I don't know that there's a lot of other room for error.
It does not obligate us to make the transfers.
Right.
You know, Dave and I had completed just a one-page, very simple agreement, and quite honestly, their additions were beneficial to both parties in terms of this is what we are responsible for, and this is what we're responsible for, and they are shouldering responsibilities by getting permission by the patient, receiving hospital, and all those things. So I like how they outlined that. But you know, I don't think there's a rush on this. If you want to take another month and have an attorney, but I also don't.
A lot of it's kind of like you're not going to discriminate against the patient. That kind of stuff is added. So not so much dealing with. Payment and stuff. It's just the indemnification, patient referrals, non-discrimination, saying that everyone's going to apply with Medicare and Medicaid laws. So it's up to everyone.
I think it looked pretty straightforward. I would say I'd make a motion. If we want to have an attorney review it, I'd make a motion to give you that flexibility, barring any concerns from our attorney. If we want to have the attorney review and he says he doesn't see anything, that we can move forward with it. And if he sees something, we can bring it back next month. Or
Adam, are you saying just give Brittany the authority to sign it? If we want a lawyer to look at it, give Brittany the authority to just sign it.
Yeah, I'm just saying if we want to have the attorney look at it, that we can get it to them, and then if they see nothing, give her the authority to sign it if we feel like it needs reviewed.
I don't personally feel that way.
Yeah.
I think we over-lawyer sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't see any.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Did Do we want to make a motion to initiate the patient interfacility transfer agreement?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of initiating the Sheridan Memorial patient interfacility transfer agreement? Please signify by. So the only problem is it says it's effective the first day of July 2024. So thinking back of like your June transfers, how that would work. But I also think that we can just work with each other.
Yeah, I think on this reimbursement issue, I mean, we have been receiving insurance money on those, just like we would at the reimbursement model that we do our local one. And I'm sure they would pay for this, but not at the 100% that we were billing for.
Yeah. Okay. I stopped in the middle of that. Please signify by stating aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion passes.
So are we seeing an increase in out-of-county transfers, or is this just kind of the ebb and flow? Our forecast for next year is another $75,000 worth of revenue. Is that in the ballpark, do you think?
Yeah, we did have a where we were doing 8 to 10 and then zero for a few months, but now we're averaging 2 or 3. I think it might depend on Wyoming Regional and their contract with Sheridan Memorial, and if they're able to take more transfers. We're just really helping them out if they need it and if we have a crew and rig available.
We did take that down to 28,500, right, out of county.
Yeah, for last year.
For upcoming budget.
Last year's budget, we didn't meet the 75,000, but we would have met, 50,000 or something like that.
Yeah, 56 was the
we
end of the year.
Might be more in line, but I just don't know. I mean, a transfer to Denver.
I guess it's good to be conservative.
$9,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we get more than 28.5, we're making up some lost revenue elsewhere. We haven't overstated it.
Any more comment on that? Is there any other call for old business? Seeing none, we'll move on to new business. Engagement letter for 2023-2024 audit. We actually already voted on this. I think it was maybe the March meeting. I don't remember. We voted on the audit to go ahead with it on your head. So they do have an engagement letter for us that I will sign. Are there any concerns or questions about utilizing Porter Muirhead again for our audit? They will start soon. And then the audit starts in August, right, Teresa?
Yeah. I thought they did a very thorough job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We did vote on it already, right?
Correct.
Okay. I just didn't want to miss that.
That's their forecasted time frame.
Okay. So they're going to begin now as just the mail confirmations by July 30th that we're going to say you were going to do this. They're going to start the audit process July 15th, and it will be done by August 15th. And then they're going to give us the reports. They're going to start reports in August, and they'll give us a completed report like they did when they came to KC in October. They'll give us by October 31st, we'll have completed the audit with reports.
They're going to spend a little more time in KC this year.
And they increased, 23,000 this year?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember. Is that it?
23.
Yeah.
23.
They
went up
1,000. It went up 1,000.
23,000.
Yeah. No, it went up from 22 to 23. But, I mean, the more they do it with us, the easier it's going to be for them and Teresa.
Yeah.
So, we're good. I'll add that to the list of signatures.
Yeah.
Okay. Teresa, can you talk about the letter from the patient?
Oh. No.
Or I can talk about it. I have it on here, too, if you want me to get it.
I know. It's right here.
Okay. So, obviously, we're not going to discuss any names or anything, but there was a patient who was transferred in January, and this patient is the ended up having a stroke and is the sole provider for the family. With the deductibles and looking at the rise in cost of living, this bill has put them under a hardship. They are asking that we take into consideration the amount the insurance has covered and please consider giving them assistance with the balance owed. So insurance did pay $6,550.24 on April 5th. For this bill, and the amount owed is $889.76. I mean, I say we $6,000 is more than we're going to get anyway. So,
you know, we've gone through these before. And it's like, well, what was our policy?
We didn't ever really have any.
And
some of the before ones, though. It was kind of like where we didn't really get paid anything,
right.
Or they were Medicare patients, and they were asking for, I don't know.
We typically have done them on a case-by-case basis, but I know we've had that conversation, I don't know how many times, about do we need policy, and then there was something about, do you remember, like 30% or something like that.
And have that just across the board.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back to probably about 4 years of meeting minutes ago.
So 889.
Maybe even 5 years.
76.
Seems like 30% stuck in my head for some reason.
That's
I think a lot of those were either self-pay or Medicare, so the balance was really high. That's why you were offering a discount.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
I think it was.
You got most of your money on this one. It's kind of
you got more than what you're going to take from Children's Memorial as a business.
I think the 30 was thrown around more to try to get to that Medicare rate. On those that we've received nothing.
That takes $266 off the bill if we use.
Well, it's up to me. I'd write it off.
If there was a way to sort of standardize and deal with the next one, that's, you know, this was over 80% of the billed charges, probably 85%. So it's
total billed charges were $7,440, and we received $6,550.
Yeah, that's closer to 90%. I don't know, 80.
This is why I think we sort of have to do it on a case by case basis.
Well, I'm gonna make a motion.
We're, and not to interrupt the motion, but I mean, I know I think we do it every time, but it's just where we're not going to put ourselves in a position that we do this one and we don't do the next, and the case by case is, I mean, the dollar amounts, but that's, I mean, that, whether insurance gives us $6,500 or Medicare gives us $1,000, we should probably shouldn't look at it that way, because there's been some where they owe 800 and something, and some have owed a lot more. But do we need to have a system in place that, I mean, there's some where there's some skin in the game, but also we do our due diligence of, I know a lot of other places, if you're getting subsidies, you're getting help, you're getting stuff wrote off, there's a process and there's some documents that they need to provide us to make sure, because of what's going to stop everyone from writing a letter. And I want to sympathize. I mean, I totally agree with you.
I agree.
They
did say, please consider giving us some assistance with the balance of.
Yeah.
So they're not asking to write off the bill.
Oh, they have it written off.
Yeah.
Well, and Adam, what you said is the same thing that's been said for.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think we've done it.
Years.
Right.
Since the district reform, almost. So you're not saying anything new.
Well, maybe if it's, I don't know.
And as we go back to having the discussion, and then where do you set those numbers, and how do you? I'm all for having.
Maybe we don't need to.
Treating people different, you know. Right.
And maybe we don't need to reinvent the wheel when we get a request. I'm sure there's a template or something that we could try to adapt that says, yep, okay, here's the form we need with the information we need. It has the items they need to provide, and then it's a little more of a uniform form. They put their information. They put, whether it's financial, some sort of verification there of a need. Again, if it's... If our money, I no question about it, but
it doesn't
taxpayer dollars.
I know that's it. It does make it really tough, and I get it. I like I said, 30% is $266.92.
If that's what we're throwing around, we could do that and tell them, give them whatever payment plan they want. I don't, you know, at least
that means $622.84. How is it, easy is it with Lori to kind of work with it?
I think she would be fairly easy.
We could say we'll take 30% off.
Yeah, we just have to let her know the information.
Okay.
She's very good.
Do we want to start with 30%? I mean, technically you could too. I mean, if they paid it in 6 months, that's $100 a month.
Well, we gave Sheridan a 40% discount on transfer reimbursement after insurance, so that would be consistent.
40.
And if we could tell the billing to hold it for now, and we want to try to formalize something by next meeting to have a little more of a process, or we could start that after this.
I don't think we want to wait till next meeting because they might get sent to collection.
Right. Yeah, I was just saying to make sure that the bill was held, or you know, to say, hey, we're holding. That's why we worked this out. But yeah, if it's, we can make a decision on it now.
$350.
Adam, do you have an idea of what the form would look like or what you want on it? Maybe you could have something for us.
Yeah, I'm happy to do some digging on that. I mean, regardless, if we want to take care of this now, I think we need to. I think we should probably look into that. I'm happy to look at some stuff. Google has a lot.
40% would cut the bill to $533.86. And we can take care of this bill now, and then everything moving forward, you know. I don't know.
So if they want to make a payment of $25 a month, this sounds like they're on a pretty fixed, I don't know how old they are, anything, but I don't know, fixed income. Who decides that?
We just
let the billing company know?
So that one gentleman from KC who we did that for, we just let the billing company know, and then they send him an invoice every month for.
So these folks ought to be able to do that. We ought to be able to come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can pay 95 or 50, but not 100.
Yeah. So do we agree with giving them a 40% discount at this time? And then, I don't know how, Lori, do they do payment plans?
She would.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we can just say to her, like, hey, this patient owes $533.86.
How much was it?
Uh, $5,336 is how much will be left after 40%.
Can she work out a payment plan?
I think so.
I think we ought to give her the latitude to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we went down to $25 a month, it would take 21 months, but at least there's some consistency.
Yeah. So I move that we decrease the bill by 40% and give our billing company the latitude to work out a payment plan with the patient.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor of giving this discount for 40% at the time and to give the billing company the latitude to work out the payment plan, please signify by stating aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Okay. Is there any more new business? Seeing none, we will move to public comment. Is there any public comment? Seeing none, we will review vouchers. You guys are welcome to stay, watch a sign, or you can do whatever you would like to do. Thank you.
Record time.
Yeah. Don't jinx us. We might have a lot of vouchers.
What is our address?
This audio was brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.